Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. E. Douglas Brown answers nearly every question about your psycho-spiritual quest in his groundbreaking book, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, The Role of Spirituality in Psychological Health. The relationship between personality development, psycho-spiritual well-being, and God consciousness has always been of deep value to the faithful among humanity. Despite pervasive assaults on materialism, secularism, and atheism, the inherent human yearning for spiritual realization has not abated. Dr. Brown says the idea that spirituality has no place in mental health and personality development, well, is baseless. There is ample experiential, spiritual, and scientific evidence that human beings are hardwired for spiritual quest. Dr. Brown grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, earned a B.S. in psychology and philosophy from St. Louis University, M.A. in social psychology from the University of Iowa, and a Ph.D. in clinical personality psychology from St. Louis University. A former associate professor of psychology and a licensed psychologist, Dr. Brown has worked for a variety of populations, different ethnic, cultural backgrounds, and countries. Dr. E. Douglas Brown, author of Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, The Role of Spirituality in Psychological Health, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Brown, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's quite a pleasure and an opportunity to speak with you about self-knowledge and spiritual yearning.
This is such an important topic, and I am so excited to have you with us on the program today. And let's start with the very basics. What was the inspiration for you to write this book? How did this idea develop that you were going to write this book, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning?
Well, throughout the course of my undergraduate and graduate training as a psychologist, I always felt that there was something missing. And I felt it intuitively. I felt it in terms of coursework, classes, all of the academic work involved. And that something that was missing was verified when I later learned that psychology, what we call Western psychology, is based upon the beliefs of Dr. William Wundt. He's called the father of Western psychology. And he wanted to create a laboratory science of psychology. So he dismissed and discarded all of the information about the self, all of the information about consciousness and self-consciousness, because it's not amenable to study in a lab. He, of course, believed that the concept of science is limited to only what you can perceive and know through your senses. If you can't measure it, if you can't taste it, if you can't observe it, it's not worthy of scientific investigation. So Dr. Wundt dismissed, in effect, some of the most critical, important information about the self and about actually the heart of psychology.
So this is a much needed book. The book is Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, The Role of Spirituality in Psychological Health by E. Douglas Brown, Ph.D. Book available at ParchmontGlobalPublishing.com in their bookstore there. Of course, Amazon. We'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A lot of books have been written over the years about self-discovery. What's the difference between your book, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, and the other books about self-discovery? Because your book takes a unique approach.
Well, Rick, you see, it depends on the definition of what we mean by self-discovery. Actually, when you go to Webster's Dictionary, self-discovery is defined as a process of achieving self-knowledge. Self-discovery is, in effect, equivalent to self-knowledge. In contrast to what I focus on in my book, most books and materials about self-discovery, many of them are written by motivational speakers, they're written about individuals' personal life experiences. Many of them, the books and materials are written with a focus on the social or cultural identity that a person has. You know, popular culture, celebrities, people that are prominent in the media. Many books on self-knowledge speak more to specific types of aspirations and goals, but they aren't really dealing with the heart of what it means to be self-conscious. What exactly is the self?
With us on the program, E. Douglas Brown, Ph.D., author of Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning. So much to talk about. And one question that comes to mind, and I'm sure people listening are wondering, okay, how is spirituality related to personal development? Talk about that relationship.
Okay. There's no actual authentic personality development without spirituality. In 1983, a paper was written, it's actually been declassified, paper was written in 1983. It has to do with a U.S. Army research endeavor, and it's called the Gateway Project. The Gateway Project, through the Freedom of Information Act, the particulars and details of this project were released to the public. And essentially, what this project involved is scientists and researchers and what have you attempting to get at the heart of what is meant by the self in terms of meditation. They wanted to perfect meditation techniques, but in truth, they were attempting to determine if the self or the conscious awareness of self exists beyond the body. And many people have heard of near-death experiences. People have experiences where they experience themselves being out of their bodies. But essentially, this research confirmed that human beings have a self that is conscious of itself even when separated from the body. And this consciousness that we have is not produced by our nervous system. This is not the product of our nervous system and brain. In fact, the word self, if you go to the dictionary, you'll find that the word self is related to spirit. It's related to soul.
Interesting.
The very Greek word psyche means spirit and soul. So this, I knew, was, so to speak, the missing link, a very critical link in understanding the nature of self-knowledge.
So many people have their conceptions, misconceptions, after so many years of reading, in studying, in talking to people in the psychologist community. How do you know that what you say about self-knowledge is true? Because it's so different from what many people believe.
Well, this is probably going to be awkward, sound awkward to many of your guests and your audience. And I usually use this metaphor. If you take all of the ingredients to make a cake, to bake a cake, and you put them in a flask or in a cake pan, they'll never become a cake on their own. If you take the flour and the eggs and the water and the milk, why? Because it requires a cake maker. Likewise, you see, the ultimate source of information about the nature of the self or what is the self comes from the creator of the self. So here we are when we talk about the spirituality, the creator of the self. Now, my specific reference is in the scripture known as the Quran. You probably have heard about the Quran before.
Yes.
And that's not in deference to other scriptures as well, but one of the reasons why the Quran is essential is because the Quran contains a mathematical code. Its numerical structure is literally beyond human ability in terms of the constants and patterns. And this information and this research has not been made available to the public at large. It was initially discovered in 1974, but it verifies and proves that the Quran, the very text of the Quran, comes from a higher being, or it comes from the creator. And this is my source here. This is my supplemental source in terms of distinguishing whether, in fact, it is true. It comes from the cake maker himself.
That's a great analogy, and it brings us into focus in a visual way of what exactly you're talking about. Our guest on the program is Dr. E. Douglas Brown, author of the book Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning. You'll find the book available at parchmentglobalpublishing.com in the bookstore there. You'll find it, of course, Amazon, the usual places, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I have to ask you, and I've wondered this for a number of years, the terms spirituality and traditional religion. What is the difference between spirituality and traditional religion as we know it?
Spirituality is innate. It's inborn. Our spirituality, in effect, is our consciousness or awareness that there is, quote-unquote, something that exists beyond the physical universe, the physical world. The noted physicist, someone that we all are familiar with, Albert Einstein. Many people are unaware that Albert Einstein believed in a supreme being. He believed in a creator. Albert Einstein also understood that the self is, in fact, spiritual. One of the things that distinguishes spirituality from religion is that religion is, let's say, institutional. It is institutionalized, organized, ritual-based practices, beliefs, and philosophies about how to live our lives in a manner that we find in harmony with the Creator's guidance to us. Spirituality is innate, it's inborn, whereas religion are typically beliefs and things that we are taught, we believe. That's not saying that religion is false. We're making a distinction here between something that's in fact innate in the human nature. Spirituality is innate in a human being. This is why the human being asks the question, where did all of this come from? How did I begin? What's the purpose of life? What's the purpose of existence? These reflect spirituality.
So I just want
religion is organized teaching.
And I understand that now, and I really appreciate that definition, that separation of the two terms, spirituality and traditional religion. It's so important. I'm going to ask you to maybe go back and elaborate for a couple of sentences. Is spiritual yearning innate in humans? And you just addressed that several times, but that's really a key, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it is innate in humans. Now, how it manifests itself is quite different. This spiritual yearning, the yearning to know the truth, not a relative truth, Einstein would say, no, not relative truth. This is an innate yearning, a thirst in the human nature. You see?
Yes.
The brain, for example, the brain does not believe. The brain is neither depressed nor happy. The brain does not imagine itself growing and learning. See, the truth, the search for the truth, Not a physical or material truth, in fact, is what is meant by spiritual yearning. Whenever a human being, even the most basic level, when we search for truth and we search for answers, this search, this energy, this vibration is spiritual.
I told you this was a groundbreaking book. The time is going by so quickly. Book available. Please pick it up and read it. It's a fascinating read and literally could change your life. ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com, a place to find the book. Amazon, the usual places. The name, Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, The Role of Spirituality and Psychological Health by E. Douglas Brown, Ph.D. And I want to pick up on the subtitle there. How is mental health related to spiritual yearning? Talk about that relationship.
If a person chooses not to feed and cultivate their spiritual yearning, they inevitably are going to experience more serious psychological problems in life. You know, life is a course and a journey of adjustment, of seeking answers, of making mistakes. We have, you know, all of this is part of life, mistakes, mishaps, our lack of understanding. You see, one of the examples that one can use is that if a caterpillar will eventually at some point become a butterfly, right? We would think.
Yes.
All things being equal, will become a butterfly. But let's say that that caterpillar munches off of the wrong leaves, the wrong foliage, so that when it becomes a time for it to wrap itself in the cocoon, because it has not eaten the right foliage, it doesn't emerge as a caterpillar. You see? And in that vein, human beings, we have free will and we have this consciousness. If we lack a true thirst to understand what we are, what I am as a person, I won't, metaphorically speaking, become that butterfly. I will not attain self-knowledge. And trust me, there are many influences, there are many forces, and there are many factors that impact on our lives that detract us from pursuing our innate propensity of self-discovery and self-knowledge.
I want to go back to something you said a few minutes ago. How is that mathematical code in the Quran related to information about the self?
The mathematical code confirms that the text of the Quran, the very text, the letters, words in the Quran, come from the divine being. They come from, at minimum, what I'm saying is that the Quran could have never been written and could have never been composed by a human being. Many of the verses in the Quran contain content about the nature of the physical universe that no human being during the time in which it was revealed could have ever known. It was beyond human awareness and consciousness. But in addition to that, the very numerical structure of the Quran, the letters making up words and text, form a pattern and a code that is beyond human ability. And this was discovered in 1974, but unfortunately it was suppressed. It was withheld. It is available to some degree now on the internet, but more information about it is available in self-knowledge and spiritual yearning, and you will learn more and more about this mathematical system and this code. It confirms that the Quran came from the Creator.
Is there a relationship between mental illness and the lack of self-knowledge? I keep trying to tie all of these together. I'm interested in the mental illness, which you've studied extensively for decades, and the lack of self-knowledge. Is there a relationship?
Yes, mental illness in the context of problems in life, coping with life. If we talk about what are called neuroses, you know, neurotic behaviors,
yes.
Debilitating anxieties and fears and severe depression, a person actually is more apt to suffer from fear and anxiety, a sense of helplessness, of confusion, of what's called existential anxiety, to the extent that they don't have an authentic, healthy sense of self, a true self-knowledge. A human being is more prone to misinterpret their purpose in life, the meaning of life, when they don't pursue the answer to this question of what it means to be self-aware, truly self-aware. Most people, most of us, cling to and conform to popularized definitions of self-identity. And those definitions, unfortunately, are inadequate and very limited.
I want to go back to a word I used in the beginning, psycho-spiritual. What exactly do you mean by psycho-spiritual healing?
Actually, what I did with the word psycho-spiritual is I combined the common phrase psycho, which we typically associate with mental, with spiritual, because psyche actually literally means spirit. It means soul. It means self. So by combining the two, when you say psycho-spiritual, you're acknowledging that the self is both mental and spiritual. And when I say mental, it's important to understand that I'm not referring to neuroelectrical and simply brain processing. You see?
Yes.
For example, when I say my brain, right? Or Rick, somebody says Rick's brain, right? Who is the my you are referring to? Obviously, the my is greater than the brain. It's me, right?
Yes.
It's my brain. So that means that I have a level of awareness. My nature and consciousness is, in fact, non-material. Myself, in terms of awareness of myself in my mind, you see, is not simply the composite of my body and my brain. Does that help explain what psycho-spiritual means?
Yes, it does. And you've explained so many of the relationships we've talked about, maybe the new terms, new relationships that we've been talking about in the program today. You've explained those so well. The book is Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, The Role of Spirituality in Psychological Health by E. Douglas Brown, Ph.D., our guest on the program. A couple minutes left here. What has this quest been like for you? Obviously, you felt there was something missing in what you were taught, what the tools you were given to teach. You had a lot of unanswered questions. You found answers for those. What has this whole process been like for you, discovering things that we've never heard about before?
Yes, it's a constant quest. It's a constant journey. But it is very awesome. And every human being has access to this. It doesn't matter the clime, the country, the time or the place. This is part of our innate nature as human beings. This has not been a strictly a professional endeavor on my part. This has been a very personal desire and quest to know the truth, to know the truth about what is the self, what is the purpose of life, and what is the meaning of life? What does it mean to be a human being? And I must say that many of my questions are being answered and have been answered. I'd like to share with you a quote from Albert Einstein. I find it very fascinating and interesting. Einstein said, "No problem can be solved at the same level of consciousness that created it." No problem can be solved at the same level of consciousness that created it. So the problem of mental illness or the challenge of mental health demands a solution at a higher level. And that higher level is the spiritual yearning and the spiritual quest. That is the door that opens in terms of self-knowledge and self-discovery.
Well, you've opened that door for so many, and the book is available at parchmentglobalpublishing.com, parchmentglobalpublishing.com. Of course, the usual places, Amazon, all of those, and we'll have a full link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And not based on theory, is it, Dr. Brown? I mean, this is what 30 years of clinical observations, questions, answers in real-life situations.
Real life situations with clients, individuals that I've worked with from different cultures, society, ages, belief systems. We're talking about basic parameters, universal themes about human nature, about the self, about what all of us share in common in terms of trying to arrive at the answers to these very important questions in life.
Well, I go back to where we started the program, and that's using the term groundbreaking for the book. The book is Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, The Role of Spirituality in Psychological Health by E. Douglas Brown, Ph.D., the book available at parchmentglobalpublishing.com, the usual places, including Amazon, and we'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Brown, what an enlightening program it's been today, giving us some information we've never heard before in explaining in a way that we understand exactly what you're talking about. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick, and I thoroughly enjoyed this so much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's been a fascinating conversation. We could have used 3 hours, but we got it by in the course of one program here. Yes. Self-Knowledge and Spiritual Yearning, The Role of Spirituality and Psychological Health by E. Douglas Brown, Ph.D. Book available at parchmentglobalpublishing.com, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.